This is a shiloh that was asked a bunch of times before Pesach, but it's relevant all year round, which is that a lot of times you have some extra challahs that you don't end up eating them over the course of the Shabbos, so you put them in the freezer and then you take them out different Shabbos when you're running out of challah, and you sometimes you'll reheat them in order to, you know, to make them taste better. They taste much better warm than they do like defrosted. But nevertheless, you have a shayla. Is it mutter to put the challah on? Let's say you have a situation where it's completely mutter to heat it up. It's not a problem of chazara. It's either you're using kedera gabi kedera, or you're using a Shabbos hot plate that if you hold that's mutter, or you're using a warming drawer if you hold that's mutter. So you're heating it up in such a way, but the challah often becomes toasted. So you have a situation where you're toasting the challah on Shabbos. Now, obviously, most of the time, it's not going to, what we're going to say is not going to be relevant to the case of the challah, because a little bit of crispiness on the bottom, I don't think anybody would say is a major problem in halacha. But what if, you know, you have a kid who wants to eat toast for Shalosh Shudas or Shabbos afternoon, whatever it is, or anytime really on Shabbos, and is it mutter to slice up some challah, put it on the hot plate, and wait until it gets toasted? Making toast on Shabbos would seem to not be a problem. So number one, you have the issue of reheating the challah. Number two, you have the issue of making toast mamish, like that you have an issue of actually creating a change in the appearance of the bread. Is that considered a violation of meleches ofer or meleches bishul? So, bekitzer, this is discussed in the modern day poskim from a context of defining the melacha of bishul. The Rambam, in his definition of meleches bishul, he writes that when it comes to cooking foods, obviously there is what we would call cooking, roasting, smoking, boiling, all of these things, steaming, are considered a violation of the melacha de oraisa. However, what about when it comes to non-food items? Is there an isser of bishul as well when it comes to metal, to melt metal or to heat it up till it gets red hot, or something to that effect? So the Rambam writes very clearly, yes, and this is held by all the poskim. The Gemara discusses it, and the Gemara writes that it's true. Kololo shel davar, this is the lashon of the Rambam in Perek Tes Halacha Vav. Kol shel davar bein sreifa guf kasha ba'esh o shehiksha guf rach hare ze chayev mishum mevasho. He says if you're taking something which is hard and you're heating it up so it becomes soft, or you're taking something soft and it's heating it up so it becomes hard, that is a violation of bishul d'oraisa. Okay, so it's a question how the Rambam is reading the Gemara. You'll have to see the Gemara that the Rambam is working off of, and the Lecha Mishnah over there has an important comment on the Rambam. So the Rambam is saying that if you affect a physical change, i.e. you took something soft, you made it hard through heat, you took something hard, you made it soft through heat, so that is a malacha d'oraisa. Now, based on this, there's shiloh that was asked was, are you allowed to take butter, let's say, or margarine, which is butter is an easier shiloh for us. Margarine, I'm not really sure how it's made. But let's assume we know how butter is made. So you take butter and you want to you have a baked potato and you're not eating fleishiks, or it's a long Shabbos afternoon and you want to have baked potato for Shalosh Shudas, so you heat up the potato in a mutter fashion. And now you want to spread butter on top of the baked potato. You want to melt some butter. A lot of times you'll cut open the baked potato. So let's assume for argument's sake the baked potato is still in a kli rishon. You heated it up in a kli rishon and it's still in a kli rishon. Or you hold of the chumrah of davar gush that even though it's not in a kli rishon but it still has a din of a kli rishon because it's not something which takes the shape of its container. So you're dealing with a kli rishon, a shaila min ha-Torah over here. Can you take the butter and spread it on the potato knowing full well that the butter is going to melt and liquefy? Would that be considered... and it's going to be heated up way above Yad Seledus Bo, would that be considered softening something which is hard to the extent that it's a violation of the Malacha? So Rav Moshe has a tshuva. The tshuva was originally published in Rabbi Eider's Sefer, and it's reprinted in Chelik Dalid, Simenayin Dalid Osvav, where they have the whole collection of Shailas. They asked Rabbi Eider over there. So he says to put a butter on top of a davar gush, is it a shay, is it an isser, a bishul? And he writes that since we have a heter of ein bishul achar bishul bedavar yavesh, we don't, you can't recook something which is davar yavesh, not an additional violation of bishul. And he says, how do I know that the butter was cooked? So he wants to be makel that pasteurization is considered bishul. He says that it's at least, it's a, at the very least, it's a suffik that they got it above 160 degrees, which I think he says over there, I think is the most machmir shita for Yad Soledes Bo. So it was definitely heated up above Yad Soledes Bo. Let's assume the metzias is such that that the butter is considered to have been already cooked, and since even though when it was cooked it was a davar lach, it was milk, now it's a davar yavesh. Since it's now a davar yavesh, he brings rayas from Nosekel and Shemagad Avram, I think, and rayas on Shulchan Aruch that even though it was cooked when it was a davar lach, now that it's been made into a davar yavesh, it has the din of a davar yavesh, and we say ein bishul achar bishul, and therefore we even though when it, if it would be he says, even though something which is not considered food, we would say yesh bishul achar bishul. Here, we don't say bishul achar bishul. So that's Rav Moshe's psak by the butter. Now, what does this have to do with us? Because what Rav Moshe is saying essentially is that since it's a davar yavesh and there is no bishul achar bishul by a davar yavesh, so you're not that would be mutter here. So the question is, what would he say by the case of making toast? We don't normally we'll say ein afia achar afia, or we'll say so I don't know if you're putting a bread on a hot plate would be considered afia. Maybe that would be considered sli. I'm not really sure. So would that be a problem of cooking it further? So Rav Moshe's whole heter is not that he's saying, ah, you're not really doing anything by taking the butter and taking the butter and heating it up further. So he's saying you're not really doing anything by he says that Lamaisa, this is considered bishul achar bishul, was already cooked, now it's nice and cold. When you're reheating it up, it's not cold cooking it again, you're just heating it. So would he be makel by the toast? It's hard to say. There is a tshuva of the Sholom Meshiv where he writes that he says that the Rambam writes that affecting a physical change on a non-food item is considered bishul. So too with bread. If you would take bread and you would make it into toast, that would be an iser d'oraisa of creating a physical change in the bread. You took the bread from it's nice and very, very soft, and then you made it hard and crunchy. So that bread is considered to have been physically changed, and you're not going to apply the rule of bishul achar bishul because we say by non-food items there's no bishul achar, there is bishul achar bishul. So too by this bread, when you're going to make such a serious change, that's called a bishul d'oraisa or rafia d'oraisa. So Rav Uvadia quotes this tshuva, and he is makel against the Sholom Meshiv, and he says you are allowed to make toast on Shabbos. Why? Because the Rambam, when he said that, when the Rambam said that you are not allowed to make something hard soft and something soft hard, and that's bishul d'oraisa, he was talking about non-food items. He says when it comes to food items, how do we define bishul? You made something able to be eaten, but the bread was already 100% edible at that point. Masha Enkein, in the case of, you know, melting metal or kalim or something like that, there affecting a physical change is never going to be edible. So affecting a physical change means hardening or softening it, but not to the extent that we're going to apply those rules back to actual foods. Once the foods are edible, we're going to say ein bishul achar bishul, the end. And that's how Rav Avadia wants to be makel that you're allowed to make toast on Shabbos against a Sholom Meshiv who says that the Rambam would hold that this is an Issur d'oraisa. So I'm not really sure that Rav Moshe would agree to Rav Avadia's assessment, because Rav Moshe could have very easily said at the time, Rav Avadia could have easily said that the whole idea of, well, you know what, I take it back. I don't know what Rav Moshe would have said under these circumstances, so I don't want to extend it too much about making toast. Halacha lemaisa, it's interesting that the Shmir Shabbos paskins that one should be machmir because we are dealing with a suffik d'oraisa. According to Sholom Meshiv, you violated bishul d'oraisa here, so you should be machmir and not make toast on Shabbos. I think probably you can rely on Rav Avadia's kula to the extent that he would hold that to reheat the challah and accidentally maybe toast the bottom, probably the sholem eshev would hold that's not affecting a major physical change in the challah. And you're not like turning an entire thing which would be called bread into something which would be toast. So probably you could be makel on that. But to go further and to purposely create toast from bread probably would be something we'd want to avoid.